Oh. Hi, Luis.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So it's the MVP Summit.
Yes.
You're one of our MVPs.
Yeah, and very happy to be here.
We are super happy to have you.
Thank you.
So you're working on IoT.
Yes. I'm actually a SharePoint MVP.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on SharePoint for several years, but I've been always a .NET developer.
Uh-huh.
So I've never been outside of .NET development. So we have an scenario in our customer in Colombia. So they want to have real-time temperature sensing, real-time dashboards using IoT devices.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is a Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
It has Windows IoT core. We have a universal Windows platform app installed on the Pi. What it does is just to take information from the sensors. So we have a temperature sensor, humidity sensor.
Are those sensors that you build?
Sorry?
Are those sensors that you build, or are they of the shelf?
I don't know. We bought them.
Okay.
We bought them. We bought the sensors. So those sensors, they send information real time. We can just configure to send it every second, every 15 milliseconds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the app, it just sends the information via JSON message to the IoT hub.
Mm-hmm.
So the IoT hub is just a natural service which is scalable to
so
get
where does,
millions of message.
Where does the hub live?
It's in Azure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in Azure it's an Azure service.
Okay.
So the one we are using now, it takes about 8 million messages per day.
Mm-hmm.
So we can use as many devices as we want. Then in Azure also we have an Azure web job. So
mm-hmm.
the web job, what it does is to take the message from the queue or from the IoT hub. It processes them and then inserts into a SQL Azure database. So let's see, we have our customer with some refrigerators. They have
mm-hmm.
to monitor. I didn't tell you this before, but the scenario is the drugstores or some medical companies, they have to put medicines in these
mm-hmm.
refrigerators, and they have to monitor because that medicine has to be
yeah.
under a certain range,
yes.
between 2 and 8 degrees, for example. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we do is we configure some thresholds in case the temperature goes above or below.
Mm-hmm.
Then we raise some alerts mm-hmm. in real time.
Okay.
So after the web job is running, it's also running real time every day,
uh-huh.
every minute. We insert that information into SQL Server. And the other part, the visual part of the story of the scenario is that with SignalR, it's a ASP.NET MVC application,
mm-hmm.
We have a dashboard, and in the dashboard, without doing any postback, just they have the dashboard open, they can see 100 refrigerators in their company, for example, and they will see in real time the temperature, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, 4 degrees, and if a refrigerator breaks or there is a fire or something like that,
mm.
then you will see in real time the temperature going, and the dashboard, it will change the colors.
So can we see it?
Like, yes, I have a video on my laptop, so
okay.
I can show it. Yeah.
Cool, let's do that.
Okay, let's do it. So this is our application. So we have a dashboard. Basically the dashboard, what it shows is the real-time temperature of any device. So we have green, yellow, and red. Green means the temperature is inside the thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
Then with SignalR, we push data to the client. And at any point in time, when the temperature goes in a different above or below the
mm-hmm.
threshold, then we show an alert. This is the Windows IoT Core app, universal Windows app. So we, for this device, for this example, we have in the same device, we have three sensors. One for temperature, which goes inside the refrigerator, one for humidity, and another one for ambient temperature outside the refrigerator. So we have to control that. So let's wait a second. Okay, so we have here our dashboard. What I did in this video is we put just the finger on the sensor so that the temperature will go up. So there you go, 30 degrees.
So all the parts here are actually .NET. On the device, it's .NET.
On the device is .NET.
The dashboard application is
.NET,
an MPC,
just with SignalR.
SignalR.
And web jobs is also .NET. And SQL.
And the infrastructure is Azure.
Everything is Azure. Correct.
Excellent. So end-to-end .NET solution.
Yes.
IoT. Yep. Temperature probes. Humidity.
Yeah, and we can connect as many
alerts.
Devices as we want, so we can measure something different,
like
movement or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bertrand.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Bye.
Cool.